The presentation and discussion tonight is the first of three community meetings on a sustainable Silver City. Silver City is planning for potential impacts to water, energy, public and local forest health, and emergency and other important services and resources in the future. Dr. David Dubois is a climatologist with New Mexico State University and will be making a presentation on how climate change has impacted and will continue to impact the Silver City area.
Anything that deals with climate change, so we're going to have to deal with precipitation patterns. You know, the climate models are showing for all of the Southwest, including most of the U.S., a drying trend over time, the last part of the, up until 2100. That's how far a lot of these climate models go, and a warming trend as well. So anything that deals with a drying, that is impacted by a drier and warmer climate that we're going to have to deal with. So it's not only the issues with water in the snowpack is going to be, when we have warmer temperatures, that'll change the dynamics of our snowpack. It may be less. It may be a different season. You know, it may start later. You know, we may get less in some areas. And also there's been some studies on the monsoon, you know, changing the dynamics of the monsoon, because you're warming the ground. There is a trend of warming, and that's going to affect when the monsoon starts, which is a big deal, because we get about half of our precip for the year during our monsoon time. So that's going to be one of the big issues, and also the things that are caused by a warmer and drier, dealing with pests, is another big thing. You know, because we've had a lot of forest die off with insects, and so there's going to be dealing with that, and also human health as well, you know, dealing with vectors and a lot of other components to the that are affected by climate. We're going to need to pay attention to those.
Dr. Dubois says it's going to take years to come up with strategies and resources to address the problems, and that tonight is a good start. The meeting takes place at 6:30 in the WNMU Global Resource Center. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.